In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Carlos, I know you guys have said that you're not worried about Juan Soto, but just how happy are you for him to have had those two hits tonight?
It's always good to see him and, you know, all of our guys having a good night, you know. I thought not only at the play, but defensively. I thought he made a nice play cutting that ball down the right field line and keeping that runner from scoring from first base with two outs. He's going to get through it. He's too good of a hitter. Obviously, good night for him and for Lindor and for some of the other guys. But it was good to see Soto finally getting some good results there.
Tim?
It had been a tough couple of weeks for Lindor as well. How nice was it to see him take those kinds of swings from both sides tonight?
Yeah. Again, another great player here. And as part of the 162, where they're going to go through some ups and downs. It's not going to be perfect all the time. But when you see him going, especially from the left side, going left center like that, that's when he's clicking, you know. So it was good to see that from the right side, obviously hitting the ball to the pool side, then that bullet up the middle, balance, in a position to make some really good swing decisions and obviously hitting the ball with authority. So, good night for him too.
Mike?
How about Peterson and the bullpen tonight again?
Yeah, typical Petey, give us a chance there, using all of his pitches, making pitches when he needed to. Obviously, we make some good plays behind him, but the way he used the whole repertoire, you know, whether it's the sinker, I thought he threw a couple of good sliders, the changeup, attack, he was around the zone. And again, we make some good plays behind him. And then the bullpen, Brazoban coming in there with second and third, two outs, getting out of it. Getting the ball to Reader, and him and Edwin obviously shutting the game down. So good night overall from our pitching staff.
Tony,
you said typical Petey. What have you made just of his overall body of work dating back to a year ago when he came off the IL?
Yeah, look, I mean, this is a guy that competes. Obviously his preparation is really, really good. He pays attention to details. He gets in there and watches swings and how different hitters are attacking him. And, when he goes out there, he's got a really good plan. Obviously, he's got to go out there and execute. But I feel like the ability to make pitches in the on big spots, when there's runners on base, the situation is never too big for him. He's poised. He's calm. And, the ability to slow the game down. And we've seen that for the past year.
Just with Diaz, is this about as locked in as he gets?
Yeah. Obviously, at the beginning of last year and coming off a big injury, right? But we saw it in the playoff and, him going multiple innings, throwing 35 pitches. Like, this guy is elite, but what we're seeing now, attacking, using both pitches, not afraid to challenge hitters, mixing. He's pretty good too.
Mike?
Reed Garrett really emerged for the team last season. It seems like maybe he's taken to another level. I mean, what's What's made him such an effective weapon for this team?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty nasty, too, because I was talking to Sarvi after he got the second out. Like, when you got 97, 98s, and you could throw sinkers, you can throw cutters, you got the sweeper, you got the split, like, that's not an easy at-bat there. And when he's, you know, he's around the zone, like I said, he makes it tough for the hitters. And he's becoming a big piece out of that bullpen, you know, where there's multiple, his ability to go multiple, a guy that can come in, shutting it down and go back out, or throw, you know, the eighth or the seventh, or get him the safe situation. There's versatility there, and there's a lot to like.
Andy?
Carlos, sort of similar to the way to some hitters seem to focus just a little bit more with two strikes. Can a pitcher like Peterson focus a little bit more with traffic when he
maybe?
It seems like he gets for the amount of shutdown innings he has, he gets a lot of guys on base. Is that its own skill?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess at this point you could say that. I've been saying it, his ability to slow the game down and just to have a presence, to stay calm in situations like that, regardless of, you know, you got a couple of guys on, bases loaded, and good hitters at the plate, he still believes in himself. He's still like one pitch away because, you know, he can get a ground ball and get a double play, make a guy chase. So it's pretty impressive, to be honest with you. And he keeps doing it.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.